أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful. And may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the issue of environment in the Holy Book. We proposed two sides of the fundamental point of view in the Holy Book about the issue of environment. We said that although none of the elements in the environment is going to enrich our identity or personality, we are going to be questioned, we are going to be accountable on the Day of Judgment. Already we are responsible about our environment as the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows the significance of the issue of environment in the Holy Book. On the other hand, the significance of the issue of environment in Quranic point of view appears more significant when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in His Holy Book that one of the characteristics of the negative personalities, the negative figures in the Holy Book, one of their prominent characteristics was they used to destroy the environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكِ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. Indeed, when kings enter a town, they devastate it and reduce the mightiest of its people to the most abased. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this as a negative characteristic, that the kings, the negative figures in the Holy Book, one of their characteristics, one of their descriptions is that they used to destroy, they used to devastate the entire town, the entire environment. And this is confirmed when we refer to the history of human beings in different spots of the earth. The superpowers, when they take control of somewhere, whenever it was going to benefit them, they used to devastate and destroy some parts of the environment and nature. No matter animals, trees, forests, seas, whatever. And even now, in our modern life, we see that most of the environmental crimes, they take place in the superpower countries, in industrial countries, improved countries. Why? Because it eventually leads to their benefit, financial benefit or political benefit. Therefore, they dare to destroy, to devastate the environment. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. If he were to wield authority, he would try to cause corruption in the land. وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ. And to ruin the crop and the stock. So this is the characteristic of these kinds of people. Think upon that. We will be back after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi. Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi, talking with you about Quranic point of view regarding environment. We said that one of the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispose and proposes about great criminals, the kings, The ones who have a kind of negative figure in the holy book is that as soon as they take control of somewhere, they try to destroy the environment. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what about the positive figures? Ibadullah, what is their characteristic? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Huwa ansha'akum min al-ard, He brought you forth from the earth. Wasta'marakum fiha. Wasta'marakum fiha means He brought you to the earth, made the earth your habitation. Why? Wasta'marakum. Literally, this word means that He brought you to the earth so you will construct it, so you will revive it, so you will build it, build the nature, build the earth, build the environment. Exactly at the opposite point of what the kings used to do. They used to destroy, but what was the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to the earth? He wanted the earth to be built by your hand, on your hand. So not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the goal of bringing human beings to the earth, so He also enjoins, He also orders human beings to follow the same instruction. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا It is He who made the earth traceable for you. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا So walk on its flanks. وَكُلُوا مِن رِزْقِهِ And eat of His provision. Means that this is the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires, encourages human beings to go on the different spots of the earth in order to build and in order to make new constructions, make new features, new buildings and whatever. To build in general the whole earth. So this is toward the individuals. Again, on the other side, the third hand, in our teachings, we see that Ahlul Bayt, one of the duties that they have specified for the Islamic government is to make the earth built and well constructed. It has been narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen in his letter to Malik. You know that Malikun al-Ashtar, is one of the great companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And once Amir al-Mu'mineen specified him and appointed him for being the ruler of Egypt. At that time, Egypt was a part of the Islamic territory. At the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen's caliphate, Egypt was a part of the Islamic territory under supervision and under power of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So he used to appoint different people for ruling there. The last person that Amir al-Mu'mineen appointed for Egypt was Malik. And then he wrote a very comprehensive instruction for how to rule in that land. And that, believe me, I can say it is quite international document for a government, for whoever wants to govern a land. That is a very international, very interesting document. Inshallah, in the next episode, I will talk about that more. Thank you. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal. But the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. One day all my deeds will be shown in front of you, and no one will be beside me. I'll be standing on my is all I'm hoping for.
come true.